You're in the CMO suite. The podcast for marketers who want to be in the know. Presented by Connectivity Holdings.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Sean Halter, and welcome to the CMO Suite, presented by Connectivity Holdings. We've got with us, joining us today, it's Casey Herbus, CMO for Quicken Loans. Casey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me today. So hi, Sean, Sam, and DJ.
You were in the automotive side for quite some time. Do you mind spending just a minute kind of telling us about your time working for Fiat?
Yeah, sure. And so I was born and raised in Metro Detroit. And after graduating from Michigan State, I started working at Chrysler's ad agency and had a wonderful 17-year career there supporting Chrysler with BBDO. And then I had the chance to join Chrysler, now FCA, when the Italians and the Fiat came over and took ownership of Chrysler, now Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. And I spent 7 years there. I was the marketing director for the Fiat brand. So over the course of 7 years there, we brought five vehicles to marketplace, did a few Super Bowl campaigns, and had a great time building the brand and dealer network. And 16 months ago, I got the pleasure of being asked to come over and serve as the chief marketing officer at Quicken Loans in beautiful downtown Detroit.
And it seems like you're really changing to some extent, kind of, you've got a legacy brand in Quicken, and so a lot of people probably just feel like, perhaps some of the previous marketing for it's been a little bit old-fashioned. You've certainly kind of turned that on its head from everything I've seen. So talk to us a tiny bit just about how you plan to kind of approach things and how you've done so over the last 16 months.
Yeah, so, I mean, the brand itself, I mean, Quicken Loans is a 32-year-old 32-year-old brand, and we introduced Rocket Mortgage as the online solution, with our products 3 years ago in the Super Bowl. And, for the last few years, we've been primarily focusing on the Rocket Mortgage, Rocket Mortgage brand. And for us, it's real simple is that, I think at the end of the day, we're a fintech company while doing mortgages, and we're a disruptor in the marketplace. So I think it's just really important from a creativity and messaging standpoint to continuously do something that stands out in the marketplace in a sea of sameness. I mean, if you work in certain categories, it's sure. Real easy to fall into being very safe. I'm a big advocate of when we see ideas, we like to, let's push it. You want to be remembered for something. You can spend all the money in the world, but if your brand, your message, the creativity behind it is forgettable, it's going to be tough to hold a good share of mind for a client, a consumer.
Definitely. And Casey, I follow you on LinkedIn, and I must say that you're one of the more active CMOs I've seen on social media. You always post some great content. What do you love about the space?
I will tell you, and I appreciate that a lot of people will, I don't have a ton of time to do it, so don't think I'm sitting on my social media platforms. But
sure.
I really enjoy, I utilize Facebook and Instagram more to share more of my Casey story. I'm a father with two young kids, and, I have the trials and tribulations of any father trying to, raise two kids. So I love utilizing Facebook and Instagram for that. And then when it comes to LinkedIn, I mean, that's just a great platform for myself to share, my story, but also our story. I'm just so proud to, be part of an organization doing so many great things in the city of Detroit. And then relative to marketing and advertising, we're an in-house agency. We've got 240 team members that day in and day out are, we're charged, which I think is one of the most important, roles and responsibilities here within our company to, bring the brand to life and, maintain the legacy that's been built. So I just love utilizing social media to share more about myself personally, but also in the right places, what we're doing, at a professional level.
You know that you're a dad, you're a father of two, and that part of your life seems to be really important to you. I'm the same. DJ is the same, actually, as well, father of two. Sam is not a father of two, but that part she cannot relate to. But, having spent time in this industry, it's tricky because it's never a 9-to-5 job. It's never one of those things where you punch a clock and then you get to leave right away. And there's nothing wrong with people that kind of work in that field. But talk to us a little bit about how just this industry itself has kind of impacted that fatherhood. What are some of the good things about it, and what are maybe some of the things that that are a little more challenging about it, if you don't mind?
I think at the beginning, technology plays a huge role in it. It wasn't too long ago where you could get on a plane and that flight from Detroit to LA was the best 4 or 5 hours of your best 4 or 5 hours of your day. Now the question is, how long until you're online and we can keep communications going whatever it might be. But, you know, I also look at the use of technology and that it allows me, you know, and this is not a 9-to-5. This is not a 9-to-5 industry. I don't work for a 9-to-5 organization. Most companies are not. But yet, I utilize technology also to my advantage. So, if there's where there are opportunities, I'm a big family and, you know, family first kind of person. As I use technology to my advantage, that I'm able to make sure I can make the kids' soccer games. I can attend those recitals, knowing that I'm not too far away from work and I can easily, you know, catch up on anything I have missed. And this organization, Quicken Loans, embraces that. So, you know, and along the way too, I love the use of the technology. And to be able to keep up on everything that's going on in the marketplace, you know, and across the industry.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing just really over the last almost, you know, 5 or 6 years when you think about it, how that technology has just really changed not only everything about our industry itself, but certainly how we can engage with consumers. So we are excited to see kind of where you continue to take the brand. I promised you that this would not be a painful, Casey. So we appreciate you jumping on the line with us and spending a few minutes with us. If you'd like to find out a little bit more from Casey, or if you want to find out a little bit more about Quicken Loans, just visit the CMOsuite.com. And again, Casey, thank you so much for taking some time out for us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Casey.
Go Bulls or go... What's
Spartans.
Okay, I was so
Sparty.
Close.
Go Sparty.
So close. Thanks, Casey. Oh, great. So with us on the phone right now is Chad Waitzig, Executive Vice President of Marketing and Branding for Crunch Gyms. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Chad, actually, there's going to be 4 questions. Are you familiar with the term C-suite?
I am familiar with the term C-suite.
DJ constantly ribs me about the fact that that there's a word for executive professionals, and it's called the C-suite. And then he's probably going to say, well, is there a C in his title? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's mockery.
So, okay, fine. So
there is a C in the word executive.
C?
There we go.
C-suite? Very sweet answer.
All right, so first question out of the way. It's pretty simple. I'm going to ask you 3 more, Chad. There's no right or wrong answers. Just keeping in mind that many of our listeners come from both the client and agency side. So first question, first tell us a few highlights about how you came to Crunch.
Sure. I've been with Crunch now for, I'm coming up on 2 years this fall. And my experience, it's all been on the client side, and I was fortunate enough to kind of learn the craft of marketing at Procter & Gamble, working in CPG in the beauty care category early on in my career. And after about a decade at P&G, I moved into the travel and hospitality business, spending time at Marriott International, Starwood Hotels and Resorts, and then working in the theme park business with Walt Disney Parks and Resorts. And you know, I look at those 2 different groupings of business where you've got kind of classic marketing and then you've got the service industry among some of the best in their category. And then putting those 2 things together made coming to Crunch really a natural fit for me. And just prior to coming to Crunch, I was chief marketing officer at the Red Door by Elizabeth Arden, which is one of the largest day spa brands in the country. And so you bring in beauty, wellness, hospitality, travel, entertainment, and it fits what the Crunch Fitness brand's
That's
all
true.
About, which sounds a little crazy.
Yeah, you put it all together. I'm going to go backwards for just a second, which is your time at P&G. Did you have to live in Cincinnati as part of that?
Early in my career, I did live in Cincinnati, but the majority of my time at Procter, I was in Baltimore, Maryland, where they're the U.S. headquarters for their color cosmetics business.
So I grew up in Cincinnati. I feel like DJ always used to say there's nothing good came out of Cincinnati. So now at least one of something good came out of there. So you were able to bundle up kind of all of your past experience. And in some ways, it kind of just strangely enough seemed to kind of strategically align with your position in some ways over at Crunch. So a brand that's been, you know, well known out in the marketplace, certainly for many years. And it seems like really over the last couple of years, they've had a bit of a resurgence and certainly some new growth. And I think some of that may have come even from some new owners of the brand. Am I right with that? And maybe if I'm not, tell us a little bit more about either how Crunch has really kind of stepped into the brand itself, and maybe what are some of the challenges that you've faced since you came on board.
Yeah, no, I think your insights are pretty spot on. You know, Crunch, we're coming up on our 30th birthday next year. We were founded in 1989 in the East Village of New York City, and you know, I would say for about the first 20 years, we were a relatively small premium price brand in, you know, 4 to 5 kind of major metro markets. And we were always known for our no judgments philosophy and really known as the brand that makes fitness fun. We were all about fusing entertainment and fitness together because, you know, we have an insight about the category, which is that, one, most people find gyms to be intimidating places. And so we try to create this culture of no judgments to make sure that it's welcoming and inviting and inclusive for anyone, regardless of their fitness level, their lifestyle, their age, gender, race, ethnicity. The other insight is that, quite frankly, working out stinks. And it's hard to stay motivated. And the founders of Crunch really understood that consumer insight, and they built a brand around the belief that if you can deliver an experience that's fun and entertaining, you're gonna like it, and people continue to do the things that they like. And so we try to strip away the boredom. We try to strip away the things that can make working out at a gym dull. We know working out's hard. Getting to the gym and being in that environment shouldn't be one of them. We want the actual workout to be tough and challenging. We don't want anything else to be challenging. So I think those are the real insights about our business.
Everything you said there is absolutely true in what we're seeing in people. You know, it's about getting them to the gym. My wife, for instance, a big fan of Crunch. She's a member here, and she goes 3 days a week and loves it. But if you have those people out there that need the motivation to come in, how do you market to them? How do you find them, Chad?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And, you know, and we're certainly not the only ones to do it. In fact, it's a pretty common practice in the industry. You know, we're an industry based on free trials. And so certainly as we think about the marketing funnel, if you will, we want to fill the top end of that funnel with as many qualified leads as possible. And so, you know, we certainly take advantage of the data we have available to us. We know who our members are. We know where they live. And so we're pretty smart about looking at old school direct mail, looking at carrier routes, looking at where our members are today, and going into those neighborhoods and those markets, because fitness is pretty hyper-local. In terms of our member roles, we do lots of lookalike marketing on social media and other digital channels. And oftentimes the carrot that we put out there for potential prospects is the ability to come try us out for 3, 5, 7 days. And we believe that if we can get you to come in, maybe get in a workout or two, you're going to fall in love with the brand. You're going to fall in love with our entertaining experience, our fantastic group fitness instructors, our excellent personal trainers that you're going to want to join. But if not, we're going to come back to you, and we're going to reach out to you, you know, over email. We'll probably hit you up with some remarketing, and we're going to try to get you to come back to the gym. But we do believe that certainly our messaging is all, and our creative strategy is all around the fun you can get at a Crunch and the diversity of what we have to offer. We think that's part of being fun, is offering multiple options under one roof, which is certainly different than maybe the boutique category of fitness.
Yeah.
But again, we think the proof is in the pudding.
And the creative is really cool. The creative is great as well. We always love seeing that stuff out there. And digital definitely playing a part, and you guys have got some great street teams out there.
We do.
Thanks for the time, Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So that's going to wrap this episode of the show. It is the CMO Suite. It is brought to you by Connectivity Holdings. I want to once again thank my co-host today, Sam Pick. Thank you for jumping on with us today. And DJ Hamilton, as always, thanks for co-hosting.
Thanks for hanging out in the CMO Suite. The podcast for marketers who want to be in the know. Presented by Connectivity Holdings.
Now serving number 94. Ever feel like you're just another number to your advertising agency?
Next, number 95.
At Connectivity Strategy, they take the time to provide national strength, but with a localized approach for brands and companies like First Watch Restaurant Group, Corona, WWE, Crunch Gyms, and more. So, more of this.
Welcome to Austin.
And less of this.
Number 726. Next!
Connectivity Strategy. National strength. Localized approach. Visit them at connectivitystrategy.com today.